You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a young mother who did not take her son to church until he turned 3. And so when the big day came that she was going to take him to church for the first time, she got there a bit early to make sure everything would go smoothly. As they sat together in the pew, waiting for Mass to begin, the little one began to grow a bit impatient. And after wiggling and squirming for a while, he then turned and whispered loudly to his mother, "Mommy, what time is Jesus going to get here?" Only two people have their birth celebrated on a feast day on our liturgical calendar: Jesus and John the Baptist. The church celebrates the feast of the birth of John the Baptist because he was the one who prepared the way for the coming of Jesus. John was the one who told the people of Israel, who had waited patiently for the coming of a Messiah, that the Messiah had finally arrived. As we hear Luke's account today of the birth of John the Baptist, we will, later this summer on August the 29th, hear St. Mark's account of the death of John the Baptist, who was imprisoned and beheaded by King Herod because John dared to tell Herod that it was not right for him to marry his brother's wife. In spite of the threats from King Herod, John refused to compromise the truth of God's word. We too, like John the Baptist, are to be bold in living our faith without compromise. That's why the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, in reaction to recent government mandates, have designated June the 21st through July the 4th as a fortnight for freedom, a 14-day period of prayer, study, education, and action in support of our constitutional right to freely exercise our religious beliefs without government interference. These particular 14 days of the year were specifically chosen not only because the 14th day of this fortnight is Independence Day, but also because our liturgical calendar celebrates a series of great martyrs who remain faithful to their religious beliefs in the face of persecution by political power. On June the 22nd, just a few days ago, we celebrated the feast of the martyrs St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, who were beheaded by King Henry VIII. And then, in just a few days, we will celebrate on June the 29th the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, both martyrs for the faith. And then we'll end this month of June with the celebration of the feast of the first martyrs of the Church of Rome. And then, of course, today, on June the 24th, we celebrate the feast of the birth of John the Baptist. Hence, in our church, during this fortnight, we have placed side by side the American flag and the image of the 5 Ruma sisters, modern-day martyrs, who gave their lives to the faith 20 years ago in Liberia, our friends, relatives, and neighbors. These 2 symbols remind us that we seek to be both good citizens of our nation and faithful members of our church. But as St. Thomas More the man for all seasons, reminded us we are always God's servants first. It was exactly 1 year ago today that we had the groundbreaking ceremony for our new church. As our spacious new church rapidly takes shape, we must continue to remember that our first focus must always be upon building church, mindful that we are all the living stones of God's holy temple, and that the church building that we are now constructing is only important because of the important purpose it has. That is, provide a space for God's holy people to gather in faith, to celebrate God's presence in our midst, and to be nourished by God's word, God's sacrament, and one another, so that we can go forth and boldly live the faith that we profess together each Sunday. Let us continue to pray that our new church building will be a very visible and bold symbol for us and for all this local community, that we seek to be bold in living our Catholic faith. May today's feast of the birth of John the Baptist remind us, too, to be bold in living the truth of God's Word, both as individual disciples and as a community of believers. Like the little 3-year-old boy waiting in church with his mother asking, "When will Jesus get here?" so too many people in our world still today are asking, "When will Jesus get here?" When we boldly, proudly, and uncompromisingly live our faith, we make Christ present in our world and present to the many people who are still searching for him. For Christ has no body, no feet, no hands, no heart, but our body, our feet, our hands, and our hearts. Let us use this fortnight for freedom as an opportunity to recommit ourselves to becoming more informed about how we can boldly live and proclaim our faith, so that we can be more faithful to our mission as church of being Christ present to all people in our world. Like John the Baptist, you and I too have been chosen by God from the moment of our conception in our mother's womb to lead others to Christ. Let us be proud to live our Catholic faith boldly every day.